everyone, and welcome to the Big Titty Show. My name is Big Titty. I got my second in command, Two Titty, here.
Titty.
Yeah, here she is.
Titty 4x4.
How you doing, Two Titty?
Oh, it's titty time.
It's titty time, that's right. All right, so good morning. A stupid introduction from Leanne and I just to start your Monday morning. I mean, you got to start somehow, right? So
yeah.
Why not start at something stupid? Talking about stupid, I had an excellent weekend. I went to gym yesterday, and after I'd done all of the lifting of heavy things and so on, I was walking to the car with my bag, and I went, and something just went in my back, and I thought, oh, fuck, you're old.
Oh.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not like sore or debilitating, but it's just not perfect like it was 5 seconds before. I don't know what I did. I didn't make any sudden movement.
Normal movement.
Yeah, it's so dumb. It's just so dumb. I felt really stupid. You know when like you just get a little
Yeah, you see, this is why they have something called occupational therapy.
Oh, Jesus.
So you have physio.
Oh, wait.
But then there's occupational for doing normal things like wiping your ass.
So you would have loved, I went to a friend's birthday / housewarming over the weekend. He's moved back up to Joburg. And the most amazing food, lovely company. It was terrific. And then I got together with like three people who I've known for a long time. And we start talking. And after a while, I realized, oh my God, we're talking about our health problems. You know, it creeps up on you. You don't even realize it. And it's so boring, right?
It's like, I can't eat sesame seeds anymore because of my diverticulitis.
Oh, shame. I mean, like the one guy is worried about his colon. I mean, who's ever worried about their colon until this time? The one guy is like, well, yeah, I had that back operation. The other guy is like, no, I got to go for the prostate check soon. And I looked at this and I was like, I do not want to be in this conversation. This is so cuck.
Yeah, there you are.
Yeah, so I said to my parents when I saw them yesterday, I was like, is it normal for old people to, she goes, talk about the health problems? Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, so, I mean, that was fun. I actually had a really nice weekend. It was very chilled. It was... I noticed this morning it's warmer.
Definitely.
Didn't you notice that?
Well, I mean, I've just come back from sweltering Bali and Singapore.
Yeah, you're in the tropics.
And I meant to have my big K-Way jacket dry cleaned for when I got back. Forgot about that, but I actually don't need it anymore.
Oh, it's actually so pleasant this morning.
Mm.
Yeah, if you've just woken up and you're just starting your day now, you're in for a pretty good one by the looks of things.
Absolutely.
Anyway, that's in Joburg. I can't guarantee the same is true for Cape Town or Durban. Mm. Any excitement over your weekend, Flex? I guess by the facial expression when I said hello to you this morning, then nothing exciting had happened.
You didn't get
hey,
any.
Hey, Flex, he goes. James, anything exciting to report?
I went to Centurion.
You went to Centurion? What the fuck would you do that for? Yeah, what did you do that for?
Just to go see some friends.
Where? Did you go to their house?
I did, yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, there's nowhere to go out in Centurion.
Is there not? Is there not like
not
a
really.
Joel?
No.
Is that Pretoria? Pretoria's the...
Pretoria's fun. I don't know where one would go out in Centurion. I mean, they're nice restaurants and kind of, you know, shopping sort of areas and that kind of thing, but...
Not a big attraction.
I mean, I wouldn't say that there's, you know... It's famous for this. There's nothing like that.
Centurion.
How did Bali go? That sounds a hell of a lot more exciting.
Oh, man.
I mean, James went to Centurion and I went to Bryanston. And you were in Bali, so give us some details.
Well, it's not easy to get there. Okay?
No, it's a long way, right?
I mean, you can fly direct to Singapore and then Singapore to Bali.
How long is Singapore to Bali?
Oh, I don't know. We went Joburg to Addis Ababa in Ethiopia.
Right.
Ethiopia. Have you been to that airport?
No.
What a culture shock. It's such a melting pot of different cultures. It really is a very central airport
right.
that serves northeast, south, and west.
Yeah, well, Ethiopian Airlines have been...
1962.
But they've also been voted best airline in Africa for a long time.
7 years in a row.
And internationally, very widely, kind of held in high esteem.
Yeah, absolutely. They're very... You can tell that the airline crew and everybody who works on the airline are very proud to be there.
Okay.
It's very
so not like
aspirational.
SAA where
no.
If people find out that you're at SAA, they kind of cringe and hide in a corner. And...
No, everyone's very proud of their job.
Okay.
So everything from your labels is neatly written, nicely put together. Service was absolutely amazing. The planes are new. The airport
awesome.
Is huge.
Well, that's worth knowing. Okay,
it's really
great.
Amazing. Look, it's a big culture shock.
But you weren't put off by the chicken strapped to the top of the plane, were you?
None of that. None of that. There was nothing like that. but yes, yeah, really amazing. Then we went to, I believe we stopped in, it wasn't Hong Kong, somewhere, but we stayed on the plane.
Leanne doesn't know.
No, I don't really know.
You know, geography was never really her favorite subject.
No. And then off to Jakarta in Indonesia, okay. And then to Denpasar, the airport in Bali.
Okay.
So that takes, with a bit of a stopover, sleepover, that takes two and a half days.
Wow, that's a long time to be in the transport just going to a holiday.
Exactly.
Okay.
Landed in Bali, another culture shock of a very busy part of Bali called Seminyak.
Okay.
Apparently, traveling with my brother, who'd been there about 7 years before, says it has completely changed. Bali used to be a big time kind of retreat for digital nomads.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed very appealing to me in that regard. But if you compare it to 7 years ago, it's been overrun by Australian tourists.
Yeah, I was at this housewarming / birthday party on Saturday, and a friend of mine actually has lived there for a long time, and she's raised her 5-year-old has basically grown up there.
Mm.
And she said it is very, very different
to
when they arrived.
Yeah.
It's become precisely what you've just said.
Every second shop.
Apparently all those digital nomads are, however, looking at Cape Town as their next destination of choice. Cape Town has become...
Well, they're in for a price shock.
Yeah.
Because Bali's very cheap.
Yeah, no. A lot of them will fall by the wayside. They're not all going to be there at the end.
No.
If they come to Cape Town.
Every second shop's a tattoo shop. So everyone's covered in tattoos.
Yeah, actually, she said all the other mums at the kids' school had sleeves.
Yeah.
She was the only one who didn't.
Yeah. The scooters are insane. So my brother also stayed there for a while and... was good with the scooter. I got on the back, obviously, with a recent hip replacement. I was petrified I was going to fall
off. This must have looked great. Guys, can you picture Leanne on the back of a scooter?
I was holding on for dear life.
Legs like this.
No, they couldn't do that. That was the problem. When I got off, eventually, the guy who was in charge of the parking of the scooters, my leg got stuck on the scooter, and he had to help me lift it off. but I did stop my brother at one point and said, oh, no, I'm getting off. He's like, Leanne, we're in the middle of traffic. You have to stay on. I was holding on so tightly that I walked into, he was going to the tailor. I walked into the tailor and my arms were cramped like this. but anyway, yeah, even the tailors are amazing.
Okay, but it's beautiful, huh?
It's beautiful. Look, Seminyak was crazy. Our villa, and in fact... James, you can roll the images and I'll...
Ah, we've got some of your holiday photos.
There's our first villa.
Shit, look at that.
Which was a major retreat. Absolutely stunning.
You could have tidied up a little bit with all the tiles lying all over the place before you showed the whole of our audience what's going on there.
This was at the wedding. Remember, I went for a family wedding. So I was with my family, which is amazing.
Who are all of them?
From the left, the first three are my cousins. And that's my cousin's boyfriend. And it's interesting, they're all brother and sister, but we've got American accent, very posh English accent.
Mm-hmm.
And Fred as well, who's...
Oh, poor Fred, yeah. I heard about
Fred.
Him.
Poor Fred. And the wedding was absolutely amazing. There's my brother and I.
Uh-huh.
That's the view onto the sea where the wedding ceremony took place.
Wow. Whose wedding was it?
My cousin Adam. You know Adam.
No,
from
I
Australia.
Don't. I have no idea, but okay, I'll take your word for it. Okay, so that's why Bali was chosen. Look how pretty that is.
Yeah, so that's where the actual ceremony took place.
Lovely.
Sea views, absolutely.
Did you have a fight with anyone?
Balmy weather, no fights.
Okay, because that's what we decided. Oh, look at that. That's a party.
Huh? Yeah, under the open skies, and there were fireworks as well, which was amazing.
Shit, that's
just
lovely.
Just people from all over the world converging.
Did you like the rest of the guests, or were they?
Oh, you know what it's like when you meet other people that you haven't met before, with lots of laughs, etc. This is at our second villa.
One of other guests. Oh, sorry. I mean, yeah. All right.
That's my aunt, the cow. No. But just you're in these amazing.
<That aunt.
laughs> You're in these amazing villas, and you've got cows that have ropes through their noses tied to a tree. You know. That is a view from the airport. That is a massive statue that you can see from all over Bali.
Almost looks like there's an explosion.
Yeah, it does. It looks like a mini explosion.
Yeah.
And that took, I think, up to 20 years to carve.
Well, it's shit. They should have stopped after year one and come up with a better design.
Stone carving is really big in Bali. Stone carving, wood carving, silver and gold jewelry.
Did you buy anything?
Bought my mom some silver jewelry, but you see the whole process, whether it's weaving, you get taken through the whole process.
They've actually got artisans who do that stuff.
And these are from ancient cultures.
Yeah.
You know.
But it is, I mean, it's an amazing place.
Absolutely.
I've never been to Bali.
That was my first time. My brother did come off the scooter at one point. His mirror was clipped by a truck, came off the scooter, his helmet fell off.
And shit.
His head was almost driven over.
Oh, my God.
He was quite badly injured, but no broken bones.
I was going to say, that so far, no drama, and then you tell me that story. So.
And on day one, I got barley belly.
Oh, lovely. So you lost some weight.
Now, what's amazing is, as soon as the housekeeper heard that I was feeling under the weather, within 10 minutes, a doctor was at the villa with his nurse.
What did you go to, the White Lotus?
It was like that. It was very much like that. I was very privileged.
Yeah.
He pitched up with his suitcase, a rod, getting ready to hang the drip, knew exactly what to do. And then I found out that if there are about five of you or more in a villa who require a drip, you get a discount. And I realized it's from all the hangovers.
Oh, right. So people go and they get
they'll come to
utterly
the villa.
Hammered and then the doctor knows to just come with five drips.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, he gave me some medication. There they are, Dr. Adi and
I knew you'd take a picture of your medication for us. That's very
well, it
nice.
Was quite funny because, you know, in Bali, the F is replaced by a T, by a P.
Oh.
So, like, coffee is copy.
Oh,
And this is, you must have one tablet Optafood.
Optafood.
Optafood and Optadiarrhea.
Oh, that's always nice.
Yeah.
I like to time my ingestion by.
They don't like to cut the diarrhea off completely because you need to get rid of the bug.
Mm.
So you have one
how long?
Diarrhea and then one tablet Optadiarrhea. And then you have one diarrhea
and a tablet Optadiarrhea. This is wonderful news.
Mm.
I'm so happy you shared
2 days was the downtime.
Right.
So not too bad, but it is a bacteria and it was from.
Did you ruin the bed or?
No, I didn't soil the bed. I didn't soil the linens.
So revolting.
What's quite nice is that the bathroom is outside, but it's beautiful. It's just, you know, outside. So that was nice for the
ventilation. Yes, very good.
Mm.
Well, after that quite personal story, maybe we should look at some of the other things that are happening.
I do have some lovely photos of Singapore to show you, but we can.
I thought you were going to say of your bathroom.
No,
but no. All right, no. Let's look. I mean, you know, this is like those aunts who get back from a holiday and they're like, "Ah, you've got to see my pictures," and you're like,
"As I was putting this together, I knew."
All right. Well, come on, show us something interesting.
Come on, James.
James,
the video you can
push
roll
the tit
to.
And find us a picture. Let's go.
There's this one place that in. Bali, that is a 3-hour drive away.
Yes, what is it?
From where we were.
What is that?
That's a sideways video.
I was going to say, that doesn't look like the house is the right way around.
Of the villa. This was my bedroom.
Yeah, this is not... James, no. Stop. James. I don't... Please. You know,
make
no.
It stop.
Stop it. I'm feeling sick already. The hell's that? Are you also a bit nauseous now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clearly my filming wasn't up
to par. How's that?
There is a place that's set up completely for tourists. And...
Yeah, it's called Bali.
For Instagrammers, I meant to say.
Oh, God, okay. How horrible that must be.
It was unbelievable. These
what do they do there
up.
For these
okay,
tourists?
So it's over a massive canyon, and they've with all the rice paddies.
Okay.
So. And amazing sculpted gardens.
Right.
Huge palm trees with ropes hanging from them and swings, right?
Okay.
So you sit in these, and you swing over the canyon.
And you have someone taking pictures.
Before you do that, you get into a red dress. All the influencers get into a red dress with a trail.
Oh.
And then there are cameras on the ropes. And there's also a drone. And you are videoed while you are swooping over the canyon. That was that Instagram video I sent you, James. And I thought to myself, you know what? I really should do this for a laugh for you. But the cue to get into these
I would have
dresses.
Loved you to. That would have been very special if you'd come back with that video of you. I mean, I even wore my red jersey today so I could match you on the red dress swing thing. But if everyone's doing it, what's the point
exactly.
in doing
what's
it?
What's the uniqueness?
Right?
Everyone's going to have the same video on their Instagram.
You know, people are so desperate to be loved. They're so
it's
desperate
hilarious.
For attention. It's so pathetic and it's so off-putting.
Like, I don't even know if I want to put my photos onto Instagram.
So all of these girls from all over the world go to this valley.
Yes.
And they all get on the same swing.
Yes.
And they all get in a red dress.
Mm.
And they all take the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then they feel like, oh, what a wonderful holiday. And that's what they went for.
That's what they went for. They went because there was a glass platform.
Crying out for shooting, it is.
There's a glass platform going over the canyon that you stand on. And then you can have your photos with the backdrop. All doing the same thing. It was
sickening. No. I just don't know what to say anymore. The stuff is so unattractive.
Mm.
It's just so unattractive when people are desperate to stand out, but they end up doing the same thing everyone else does. And then they want you to give them attention. And when you don't give them attention for doing the same thing as everyone else, they get very cross with you.
There were beautiful
so
temples.
Weird.
Temples that you could go into.
Yeah.
And all they did was sit on the steps in their dresses.
For pictures.
For pictures. They didn't go in. But also, you weren't allowed in if you were menstruating, by the way.
How did they know?
That's what I want to know. Did you stand on the glass platform and someone was underneath?
Well, maybe they had like a horrible medieval woman who would come up and...
Did they have sniffer dogs?
I don't know. What are you doing here? I don't know. I have
prohibited.
Well, I don't know how they would know. I mean, you could just lie.
Don't.
James, I sent you a couple of things that I'd love you to share with Leanne since she's sharing her holiday snaps with us.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting. Honestly, I always used to – there was a friend of my parents who every time she'd go anywhere would insist of coming in – she would insist on coming to our house and then going through a laborious slideshow.
Yeah, I remember the slides. My grandparents were big on those.
And I just thought, nobody wants to see this.
Yeah.
You're not even going to look at these again. And this is Aunt Jemima, and this is Uncle Terry, and this is what happens when we – it was so funny, and you're sitting there, it's not really that funny.
No, and like I say, I mean, I've shared these because I had a bit of a story for us. But
I like the picture of you and your brother. I don't need to see
even,
the rest.
I don't want to put them on Instagram. There was an interesting temple. You know, you do get the odd sign when you're in Asia. That's hilarious. It said entry for worship only.
Instead of worship,
yes.
Worship.
That I thought was fun.
That's great.
But very few spelling errors and things because all the digital nomads are doing the marketing for everyone. So all the restaurants are.
Yeah.
They've got great logos, perfect spelling on the menus.
Well, they've got all these digital nomads.
Mm.
What is all that?
Those are
on
crabs.
Earth?
So this was in Singapore. And it was a very traditional restaurant where Singapore.
Now, what did you think of Singapore? Because I've heard very good things about it.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. We ate these crabs.
Okay. Okay.
That's a hotel in Singapore.
It's, yeah, I've seen that's famous. They've got
like a surfboard on top, but there's swimming pools and all the rest on there. And these were taken in the garden in Singapore, which is lit up at night.
Oh, that's amazing.
Those are skyways. You can walk along them. You take lifts up to them. Absolutely amazing. Yeah, Singapore is just something else here.
It's kind of, that's the leading edge.
Yeah, if you have to work somewhere in Asia, you'd want to work in Singapore. Mm-hmm. The humidity is absolutely insane.
Really?
But you might adapt. But if that's where you need to live to work, that's where you'd go.
Straymate says, yes, it's called sheeple. I absolutely hate people who follow the crowd and just act like pathetic sheeple. We mean like during COVID. And Gloria was there also. She was having her period.
Okie dokie.
Congo Chris says, you guys are moaning about it as if you didn't spend 20 minutes making us watch a slideshow. I know. It's ironic, right? I was subject to the same as you, Congo Chris. I didn't know this was going to happen. Leanne with her sneaky... She foisted her holiday photos on us. That's what you did.
I was choosing these photographs. I thought, Gareth's going to...
Oh, my God. Yes. I'm glad that's over. Is that it? Are we finished?
Yes. Oh, we can. The majority is done.
Delete all the rest of them if we didn't get to them already. What a dreary way to start my fucking Monday.
Come on.
Oh.
Wasn't that
You know, bad. You ask someone, like, how was your holiday? You want them to go, it was amazing, and then move on. No, I was interested.
I was making up for all the weekends where you said, what did you do? And I said nothing.
No. Well done. That's good. And I mean, nice family wedding. They're still together?
I believe so.
Okay, that's good. Well, after a week, that's good news.
It is.
Yeah. You want that to happen for the couple. How many years does Leanne give this marriage? I'm a betting man. I'll bet on anything.
I think they've done pretty well.
Sometimes people just find the right person. Mm. Yeah, I found him.
She's 4 years older and pursued him. They worked in a hotel together. They're in the beverage industry.
Okay.
And she pursued him and said, that's it.
That's the one that I want. And she got it. So Slippery Pickle says, can you get Grok to make a video of what Leanne's holiday was like? Fingers crossed Eva Braun would be at the wedding.
Who's Eva Braun?
Adolf Hitler's wife. All right, so let's have a look. If Grok can do that, I don't know. Maybe we'll churn something out later today. Gareth, do you think you can ask James to start the stream on the app, please? That would be so kind. You haven't done that? Okay, so what is that idiot complaining about? I'm sorry, not idiot. Of course I didn't mean that. Just delete that part of the show, James. Let's pretend that never happened, all right? And then we have Bali's become oversaturated by lame Aussie bogans who snub their nose at Bali's different rules and laws and now look good for us. Does not look good for us Aussies. My God, you write like you speak.
But
sure.
Also, just dirty, man. I wish they'd shower every now and then.
Oh, they're stinky.
Yeah, they're just
grubby.
Feet are out.
Grubby people. Mm. Yeah, I think that maybe there are a lot of people who go to Bali to escape.
Oh, definitely.
To hide away, to get away from the rules,
escape responsibility.
The law. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like South Africans who leave straight after school and go wandering around. And people call it a gap year in Britain, but actually it's just escaping responsibility.
Yeah, I mean, you do gain experience from traveling, but these people have been there for many years now.
No, they basically are just hanging around.
Yeah.
Loitering. That's what it is. Apparently, look how beautiful you are, all of you, says Coquetto. Oh, that's from your pictures. Mm. See, so some people are enjoying them, Leanne, even if I'm not. Bitcoin Butt says, anyone seen the Olivenhout Bush tavern shooting? It's tied to two Zama miners. And it's just 2 kilometers from my house. They must be under my house already. Well, Bitcoin, but probably. Zama Zamas, yeah. You got to watch out for those guys. But there are things like this that happen all over the country all the time. And people are still obsessed with, you know, what General Mkhwanazi was saying the other day. It's just weird to me how the real news, the stuff that actually happens 2 kilometers from your house, doesn't get the attention that some stupid, boring politician gets. And we're so driven by the personality of these political leaders who, as soon as they're dead, we move on like that.
You know?
I mean, it was Mandela Day on Friday, and I was like, I didn't really, I'm not feeling that stuff like I used to. And he only died in 2013.
Yeah, but it's also because his legacy has been destroyed.
Yeah, I feel that way too. Carl says, Leanne, it doesn't matter how many times you sing a paw, it's never going to close. That's probably, that goes into the top 10 of weakest jokes told on the show for a long time. But, you know, we'll do it. So speaking of bogans and people who are trying to escape responsibility, here is a woman on holiday, probably in a place like Bali, although it doesn't look nearly as fancy or as tropical. And I want to know what you would do if you were the hotel staff and a woman like this was entrusted to you to deal with and to sort the problem out for all the other hotel guests. You can guess what's coming. Take a look.
So that was the villa, and that night was not good for me.
Oh, so that was from your holiday pictures. I was wondering.
There was one more.
James, I think you confused my video, the funny one, with the actual video of Leanne in the pool at the villa going, "Ah, fucking holiday, you fucking cunt."
I was evicted after that.
Sure. That's really rough.
Yeah, but that's what happens. People just get completely out of it.
I mean, she says there, I'm a 45-year-old woman on holiday.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, I can see why you're on your own on holiday too. Mm. Very unpleasant human that.
Yeah, no.
You know, it's a funny thing, like the idea of, we discussed this before on the show, but like being in the way and making a noise are two things that, I just got claps as a kid.
Yeah.
For noise, if you were noisy and if you were in the way, you just got claps. So I'm terrified of being in the way or making a noise.
So interesting. You knew on the flight from Addis Ababa to Joburg that you were coming back to South Africa, because there were a few people who were kind of ailing and in wheelchairs.
Oh, no.
And their carers were South Africans. And one had a massive conversation in the air because we were in business class. So you could,
oh, nice.
You could hear everything that was going on.
I like the way she just dropped that in there.
Everyone was deadly quiet and well behaved, as they are.
Did you drink?
On the plane?
On the plane, yeah.
Only a bit. I mean, you try and get as much sleep as you can, especially coming back.
You've really changed her. In the old days,
no,
Leanne,
listen, I drank.
You would have stopped the trolley and emptied it.
I drank at the wedding a
Did
lot.
Did you?
Yeah, and I battled to walk. Because I was wearing like little
hip.
Wedges.
That's because you're hip.
Yeah.
That's not because you were drunk.
Oh, gosh. But no. You don't end up drinking. Okay.
Okay,
yeah,
but you were telling me about these South Africans on the plane and
having
clearly
massive wild conversations because you've got phone access and Wi-Fi and everything.
Right.
And it was the South Africans making the noise.
Oh, no.
Also,
are we starting to become one of those nations that,
yeah,
the Americans and the Australians? And
the plane had to brake quite harshly landing. And a whole lot of stuff rolled to the front. Mm. And there was an AirPod that came rolling down. And you just heard from the back, "Ach, nee man, fuck."
Okay.
You knew you were home.
So here is someone much worse than us. All right. So in this video that's about to follow, it's not from Leanne's holiday. This video, and I again need to know how you would respond to this. What would you do if this person was under your charge and lived in your house and was your child?
Yes, Miley?
I need some money.
What for?
Because I'm going out shopping. I told you this yesterday.
Miley, you're having no money.
Yes, I am, or I'll sell all your stuff. I'll put it in the shop.
I'm sick of this with you. I am always wanting money off you, Miley.
I need it.
For what?
I need to go shopping. I need some new trainers.
You've just had some.
I don't care.
Miley, I've had enough of this.
Please,
I am with you.
And I only need 400 quid.
Only?
Yeah.
Are you? You're not real. You're not Gail.
You best give me that money, or I will pour your bracelets in the shop.
Miley, you touch my bracelet. You will not be selling anything, Miley.
Yes, I will.
I've had.
Enough. I am going upstairs now and get your bracelets, because I need to go out.
I'll send you 400 quid, Miley. You're never having no money off me ever again.
Thank you.
I've had enough of you.
Bye, bitch.
What? Ooh. What a horrible little creature.
You know, sometimes murder is justified.
Yeah. I mean, in that case, I'd help her with a gun. I'd take
sometimes
my gun and say, here, use this one.
Sending children to that school that Paris Hilton went to is justified.
Which school was that?
The one where she was abused.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, no. Yeah, I think we need more bullying. When I see a video like that, I think we need more bullying. I think we need teachers with canes.
You see, how much...
Being strapped to a gurney and...
How much can a parent do when...
Tortured until you shut up. I mean, I want your money. Her name is Miley. I did notice the pink leopard print wallpaper, which might be a clue as to the fact that her mother is also a peasant. And they shout at each other.
Okay.
They don't talk to each other.
Yeah, how far back does the mistake happen?
Oh, 15 generations of just peasants. That's just these are people who would grovel in the mud for tubers to boil for hundreds of years. That's what those people ate. There's absolutely no chance that Miley or any of her ancestors have or will ever do anything of
and
any significance or contribution to civilization.
All of her friends are exactly the same, so
she doesn't know how
to act differently.
She said she needs money. Because she needs to go to the shops. She needs to go shopping. She wants new trainers. That's what I understood from all of that. And she needs £400, which is a fortune, okay, for her trainers. And why bother? I mean, why dress up? She's nothing to look at. So she should really wear...
She should
wear
a compound in Syria,
no, she must wear a black rubbish bag.
Mm.
And she'll look just as attractive as she does in her... I mean, really, she's just, there's no hope. I don't know why some people bother. You might as well look in the mirror, realize what you're dealing with, and just stay at home. No one wants to see her at the shopping center. No one wants to sell. Even the guy at the shop selling the trainers is going to look at her and go, I don't know why you bother, love. You should just strap the bottom of the rind of a watermelon to under your foot with some old twine and just use that and a rubbish bag. Why waste all this money of your mother's? And I don't know what the mother does, but it can't be pleasant. Mm-mm. James, there's someone with enormous feet walking around outside.
It's a watermelon girl. She's
Did
coming
you hear
to get you.
I think she
with
might,
her twine.
She might be. Good Lord. What noise was that? Someone who, honestly, it sounded like someone with size 24 feet was walking with flip-flops.
Or it was like a dog with a large piece of bamboo in its mouth trying to get up the stairs.
I like the way your imagination works. All right, so let's get into a couple of things. James, should we start with some sport?
Sure.
I don't see any better time to do sport than now. Let's get to it. James is going to tell us about the rugby over the weekend, which I didn't watch.
I did watch.
You did?
Yes, against Georgia.
Yes.
It was a bit airy in the beginning.
And you're not talking about how hairy the Georgians are. You're just talking about how hairy the rugby was.
Woo! Yeah, okay. Just
all
a
right.
little bit.
All right, well, yeah. I didn't watch that. And then there was some under-20 rugby in the evening, wasn't there?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Let's start with that.
All right, hello guys. So there was two rugbys this weekend.
There were many rugbys this weekend. Have you been hanging around with Miley from that clip we just played?
My issue is I went to Centurion, remember?
Oh yes, of course. My issue. You haven't had it washed out of you yet.
Exactly.
Right. So what did you think of the marvelous Centurion? Huh?
It's a fun place. My gran used to live there, so I'm very familiar.
The one who's dead?
Yeah, both my grands are dead.
Okay. Me too, James. There's nothing to worry about. You'll be fine.
Love Centurion.
Are your grands both dead, Leanne?
Yes, they are.
Okay, see, we all have that in common.
We've all bonded. That's trauma bonding, as far as I'm concerned.
All right, please let's move on from dead grands.
There was Bok rugby this weekend,
no,
guys.
No, wait, you were going to say something about Centurion.
Love it. It's a weird place, though.
Why? How weird?
Some people maybe go to the shops without shoes on.
Mm.
Oh, did you see that?
Do you know what I mean?
I haven't seen that for a long time.
We can at least put sandals on.
Were you in a particularly terrible part of Centurion?
I wasn't. That's the thing. I was in Irene, I think.
Oh, but that shouldn't be.
Pretty decent. Went to Irene Lynx.
I'm horrified. Okay, well, I apologize on behalf of the rest of Centurion.
You're in Pretoria though, right?
No.
Oh.
Centurion.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not there for the neighborhood.
It's pretty-ish.
Okay, don't worry. You know what? Just forget I even asked. Let's just get onto some rugby that you're so desperate to tell us about. Go on.
Bok rugby happened this weekend, you're right. Nelspruit is where it all went down, 55-10 to...
Mbombela.
There you go.
Mbombelo.
Mbombelo.
Yes.
Siya Kolisi returned, so South Africans were happy. My captain was back. And there were two players who scored two tries, Marnus and Edwill van der Merwe.
But Georgia started with
a try. 7-0.
Quite soon in, and conversion.
And everyone is called Kashvili and, yeah, right, strange names. Ben told us about that on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think many people were concerned when Georgia did start strong, though, because, I mean, it is the Springboks, and there wasn't a very high chance they were going to lose to Georgia. So the scoreline being 55-10.
So you're saying there was no panic?
I mean, I wasn't panicked.
Okay.
There might have been panic from some people in Centurion, but I wasn't panicked.
Did you hear the other people in Centurion? Could you hear them making a racket?
Do you know what's really weird is I was in Centurion also 2 weeks ago when the rugby was on, and you could hear people making noise. This weekend there was no noise. There was nobody.
Are those people from the previous 2 weeks ago when you were there? They're still drunk.
Still hungover. Oh, got you.
That's why they were quieter this weekend. But also, I don't think people were as excited about Georgia.
No.
I mean, that's I looked up where Georgia is because I find geography more interesting than rugby.
Mm-hmm.
So while everyone else was really engrossed in the rugby, I was on my phone going,
and reading up the history of Georgia.
No, so it was where I thought it was. It's between the Caspian Sea and the Black Sea.
And for those who don't know,
it's on the Black Sea side, and Azerbaijan is on the Caspian Sea side. And then Armenia is between them. Now, I heard that the Kardashians are of Armenian descent.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a terrible place.
Correct.
There's not much to... And I mean, as you would have heard, the names are all dreadful.
I thought Georgia was by Fiji in New Zealand. I thought that's where it was.
Wow.
No, I definitely thought Russia. No. Near Russia.
No.
Cool, so we didn't even know who we were playing against.
It would have been useful for you to have done the geography in addition to the rugby. But anyway, tell us what happened after that first try by Georgia.
We went on to dominate them 55-10. So Georgia scored that first try. They got a conversion, and that was the last time they scored the whole game. There was also other rugby that happened immediately after that game. That was the under-20 box. They won the under-20 championship for the first time in 13 years.
Before we move on from Georgia, Congo Chris makes an interesting point. He says the Georgian team looked like they haven't invented necks there yet.
No, they haven't. They were very airy and...
Kind of a bit...
their beards just became their chest.
A bit Australopithecine, you could argue.
Like the Australopithecus sediba.
Sorry?
That was found by the man that we interviewed.
You know what I love about Leanne? It's all in the detail, really. She picks up on it. You can't get anything past her. Australopithecus sediba. And you're talking about Professor
Lee Berger.
Very good, Leanne. Yeah, well, anyway, glad you're here to pick up the pieces when I forget what we've done on the show. As you were, James.
At the 20 box.
Yes.
They won for the first time in 13 years, taking home the trophy. The
now, what is under 20? Are those younger than 20?
They are the baby box.
Oh, so these are the guys who will become the Springboks of the
hopefully,
future.
Hopefully, and some of them are huge. For 20-year-olds, massive.
Apparently, we are producing... This is something that I heard the other day from someone who knows these things. Apparently, we're producing men of such enormity in high schools in South Africa at the moment. Yeah. Because these guys are on, who knows, fucking horse growth hormone or something.
It's terrifying.
And they're taking Tyrannosaurus DNA and
I told you I was on a plane to the Kruger Airport with the Griquas.
Yeah.
And I think the plane was struggling to take off. These guys were massive.
One guy needed
their fingers were the size of like three of mine.
Yeah, I'm just a little bit worried that we may be producing people who are too big to do things like fit on planes and that sort of shit.
Their parents were sitting ahead of me and they were head and shoulders above the head of the seat. The mother
enormous
and father.
And big Cro-Magnon men.
Yeah.
Okay, but I mean, if we could take on Georgia, that's fine.
Yeah.
Easy. So, all right, fine. So these are the baby box, which is by no means what you should call them because they basically and eat 7 kilograms of meat for lunch, dinner, and supper.
Basically,
and they're still growing.
Yeah. Good Lord. It's terrifying. Wow. One really cool thing about this baby box squad.
Yes.
In 2024, there was a player by the name of Riley Norton who represented South Africa in the Under-19 Cricket World Cup.
Don't mumble, James.
In 2024.
Yes.
There was a player. His name was Riley Norton. And he represented South
Don't
Africa.
Repeat yourself. Get on with it. Come on. For God's sake, this
Cricket
is taking
World
forever.
Cup.
Have you ever heard such a long and laborious sports presentation in your life? Flex has fallen asleep. Flex, oi, wake up. Yes, what is it?
And then in 2025, he represented the under 20 box.
That's not interesting. So why did you tell
cool.
us that?
They play cricket and rugby.
Exactly. For
that's amazing.
South
Africa.
Leanne, this desperation stakes.
He plays cricket and rugby. I think
for
that's
his country.
Fascinating.
That's amazing.
Well done, James. Thank
now,
you
if
for
you
that.
Told no me worries. He had three eyes, I would say, you know what? That's quite worthy of interrupting. Otherwise, pretty average sports report. Okay, James, Riley Norton, terrific.
Amazing. Two
what,
things.
What else?
I'm going to mention something else that might irritate you more. WAFCON happened.
This is the women's AFCON.
Correct.
Right.
Banyana,
and how
Banyana.
Did Desiree Ellis and her team of lesbians do?
Nice.
Did they do well?
They did. They won. They beat Senegal.
And by the way, I don't think it's unfair or I'm being pejorative by calling them lesbians, but a lot of those girls, I think they're lesbians. So it's the truth.
We'd have to,
some of them are not.
We'd have to know statistically, right?
All I'm saying is like straight girls don't have haircuts like that. Anyway, so how did they do?
They beat Senegal. They'll through to the semi-finals against Nigeria. If they win, they'll play either Morocco or Ghana on Saturday, this coming Saturday. There was also the Open Championship, which happened, Scottie Scheffler.
Yes,
the only reason
good.
I've included the story is because of this guy's name. Scottie Scheffler took home the Open Championship this weekend. He beat a guy by the name of Harris English. That's the most interesting name I've ever heard.
Harris English. But these are the same people who Ben was watching playing golf just last weekend.
Correct.
So, yeah, okay. All right. Because, I mean, they were all the same people. Again, what is the...
Okay, I'm going to finish sport now. Sport's done. We're finished.
Let me guess. You're not going to tell me anything about Formula One?
No, that wasn't this weekend.
Tour de France?
That was this
it
weekend.
It was this weekend.
We'll leave it there. It's fine. Pogacar did his thing. He's at the top.
Pogacar.
Pogacar's
at Pogacar.
Correct.
Sounds like a starter at an Italian restaurant.
It's spelled Pogacar.
Okay.
He's at the top. Yellow jersey. Team UAE also at the top. Very exciting stuff in the Tour de France.
All right.
That's it. I'll finish sport there.
Very good. Sandra San Giorgio says, love the show, Gareth. Strayspy watching. The whole of Strayspy is watching us? Well, that's a lot of pressure. I don't know if I can handle it. They should call it WAFCON or WAFCON, maybe. Some are lesbians and not by choice, says Goon.
No one is a lesbian by choice anyway.
Then welcome to the chat, Sandra from Strayspy, who's obviously making all the other people in the chat very excited. Mm-hmm. They love fresh meat. Gareth, take some of Leanne's ADHD meds. You are struggling to stay on the sports points today. Welcome to the show. It's kind of been the point of the show since we started it. But yes, you, even slow adults like you have caught on. And then, shouldn't it be Stabanya Banya? Hey, we don't call people that. That's very pejorative and nasty. Just south of Russia is where people are saying Georgia is. Yes, we've covered this. You know, you is it me who's just...
No, but what time was that? Or maybe they're... Maybe they're listening...
This idiot just now has said, maybe they're only Georgia's south of Russia. We talked
maybe
to,
they started
I
watching...
I gave you an exact location of where this fucking place is. Why are we still talking about the geography of Georgia?
Gareth, they're just listening behind.
Do you think I would be difficult to live with?
Oh, my Lord. Why do you think we don't live together?
Yes, because there was that time they tried to put us in a commune. All the people. You know, there are people I meet who think that everybody who works together lives
yes,
together.
Yes, remember you were putting in petrol once and they said, where's DJ Fresh?
Yeah. And I said, I'll ask him when I get home. Because he lives right there in the same house in a different part of the house, different wing. Because that's what people think. So they think you and I do together. But Leanne, if you did live with me, look, there's a map. How useful and convenient. Thank you very much, Flex.
Armenia. So it's bordered by Turkey, Armenia, Azerbaijan.
Yes. Okay, I don't Russia. Think I could have done a better job of explaining where it is. There's the Black Sea. Other side, Azerbaijan, bordering on the Caspian. South of Russia. Right?
It's quite big.
Yeah.
Am I ignorant or what happens in the country of Armenia? What happens there?
Wars, destruction.
Cool.
And squatting toilets.
And hairy women.
All right, cool.
Women with moustaches and pubic hair that's plaited into two large ponytails. That's what you, since you asked.
I regret asking. Okay. It's a pretty looking place, though, to be
no,
fair.
It's, no.
No, it's not. The no. one picture is pretty, but that's about it.
No, it's kind of, you know, post-Soviet, but still quite concrete-y.
Except it was part of Russia at one point.
Of course it was part of Russia. Mm. Union of Soviet Socialist Republics.
Now they're independent, yeah.
So they've got like real manly men there is what you're saying.
Yes, they've got big men with no necks and women with plaited pubic hair. Gotcha. It's very exciting.
All right.
And sometimes moustache.
On the woman?
Yes, if you're lucky. If you go slightly inland from the Black Sea, that they get hairier as you go up the rivers. That's usually what happens. James, are you excited? Are you booking your next trip?
I'm so excited to go to Armenia. Just, you know, for the culture
yeah,
and stuff.
Course. I mean, did you ever see what those Kardashians looked like before they got surgery?
Ooh,
scary.
Those before and afters are very scary.
Yeah. And people forget, you know, some superstars that you look at and you think, wow, imagine looking like, Jennifer Aniston. But if you think... Her real name is Anistonopoulos, and her father was that soap opera actor. And if she hadn't grown up with resources and money and
wax,
yeah, wax, she could. She was a giant Greek lady making meatballs in her armpits or something. Who knows? You know, it's money does a lot for these people. Yeah. If you're feeling ugly this morning, don't. You're just poor. You're not ugly, you're just poor. All right, I went to Woolies and tried that Fiji water, says Coqueto. Are you insane? You well,
why?
Talk about being poor.
Why would you do that?
Like you'll be poor after buying one of those. It
Good
costs
Lord.
Thousands of rands for Fiji water. And you're really paying for the bottle.
Yeah.
Isn't that the most expensive one?
I think it so. Is one of. I do want to ask you guys a question. Do you taste a difference in it? I mean, I've had like not Fiji, it's one
we
of the other.
You can definitely taste difference in waters.
Can
especially
you?
While traveling now. Some of them are just sweet and weird.
Yeah, James, we've got to actually talk to that water sommelier.
Sommelier Candace.
Got you.
Remember her?
Good
she was
Candace.
Great. Mm. She told us a lot.
I got her.
And she was terrific.
She could explain probably why I got barley belly. I know what it was from. It was from brushing my teeth without. It's a habit. You're supposed to use mineral water in a cup to rinse. But you'll be surprised by how many times you forget to do that, and you just use water from the tap.
Don't try and make it about the water and the water's fault and how you don't think about it. You are irresponsible. And you did this to yourself. I have no sympathy.
And some of the loos there, you have to wipe and then put the paper into a bin. And sometimes I forgot with that as well.
Did you flush it down?
Mm.
Irresponsible, you see. When Bali is no longer tourist-friendly one day, it'll be your fault.
You've like ruined
it. It was all when that one fucking South African woman came here and ruined it for everyone. All right. And then what is it with that part of the world and women having pubic hair up to their belly buttons? I don't know, Congo Chris, but it's true. Best episode of The Window Seat yet? You've got to go to Armenia. Carl de Santos, you know what I was thinking? If there's ever a trip to Armenia up for grabs, I'm going to give it to you.
All yours, buddy.
Just you'll need to take your own weapons.
Mm-hmm. And hedge trimmers.
And hedge trimmers. And you go and you discover for us. You can be our intrepid explorer.
Take photos.
Money may not buy happiness, but it definitely buys beauty, says Judas. Yeah, I'm afraid it helps. The water sommelier was hot. Get her back on.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
All righty. Mm-hmm. Will do.
All right. Very good. Anything else you'd like to report, James?
I might get a dog.
You're going to get a dog.
Yeah. Do you want to see a photo?
Is it what? A puppy?
Yes.
It
tell
is
us.
A puppy. It's a miniature Dachshund.
Oh,
a Dachshund. Yeah. They're quite angry little dogs, hey?
Oh, shame. No, they're so cute.
Really?
They do have back problems, though.
That's true.
They're breeding.
I didn't send Flex the photo, but that's what it looks like.
We can really see
you
all
guys
the,
can see.
Oh my gosh.
It's a puppy.
So
it's
adorable.
A
puppy, yeah.
That is very cute, James.
And
are you in any way capable of raising this dog and not leaving it behind to fall off a balcony?
Are you
going to
take it for walks and pay for its back surgery?
100%.
Is it a bred dog?
It is. It is. Okay. And it's the most adorable, and his name's going to be Winston.
Oh, you've already decided?
Yeah.
So when are you getting custody?
Sometime this week.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. You keep us updated.
Cool. I will. I'm very excited.
And you send us lots of pictures.
What are you
going to
do with Winston
life?
When you go on holidays?
I'm going to have to send old Winston, young Winston, to a doggy hotel. Or get a sitter in my house. One of the two.
Okay, very responsible. Mm.
That's a gay dog, James. Get a proper dog, man, says
you.
You
leave Winston alone, okay? Jeez.
Will Flex sometimes stand in to look after him because you live near to each other?
I know Flex and dogs aren't best friends.
Oh, right. All dogs, Flex? You hate all dogs? Okay.
You like pit bulls.
He wants a pit bull, which is not a dog. That's a shark that lives on land. But okay.
Man-eating beast.
All right, cool. I think that's very good, James. Hermin says, please get pet insurance. Has James scored any cats with that little rat?
What about cats?
Winnie for short. Armenians invented color TV, apparently. MRI scanners in the ATM. Beats Nyaupe. That's according to Jethro Hill.
All right.
I don't believe you that Armenians invented all of that.
Didn't we invent the MRI scan? Or the brain something?
X-rays.
I'm not going to chime in on that one.
X-rays or something.
Doesn't sound right. If you aren't at least 2% afraid that your dog will kill you, you have a hamster, says Russell.
Yeah.
Listen, those little Dachshunds can be feisty.
Mm.
They can be.
But he's a miniature, so he won't grow very big.
Oh, okay. So he's going to be little, tiny. Okay.
I might bring him on Wednesday.
All right. Very exciting.
Oh, no, you have to bring him when I come.
Okay. On Monday?
All right. Fine. Sounds lovely. I recommend James gets a minimum of 3 sausage dogs. They need companionship, says
that
Celebrity
Trickle.
That is
true. This is true.
Soon it will be
just
a farm.
One at a time.
Yeah, soon it will be a farm at James's flat. So this is going to be exciting. Did Hanan give up on you, Gareth? No.
He went on holiday.
He's on holiday, just like Leanne, but he didn't go to Bali.
Gareth.
He didn't go. Yeah, he needed a holiday because of us. You know, he's as strong as nails, and he's got some very tough customers, people whose heads are completely up their asses. But that once a week with us just broke
the
man.
Edge.
He needed a 2-week break from the show. And he's somewhere exciting, I'm sure. So we'll find out from him when he gets back.
It was the last straw of the camel's back.
Yeah. No.
He didn't tell me where. He just said, I'm going overseas for the next 2 Mondays. So that's all I got from him. We don't know
I'm
where.
Very excited that you're getting a dog.
It's going to be fun.
This is good. Further responsibilities pile on for James as he slowly becomes an adult.
At the age of 28 already.
All right, James. Thanks.
Also, MRI was invented by Raymond Damadian, who was an American.
Okay, so much for fucking Armenia. Still waiting to hear what they did.
Maybe they made
Look, there we go. That's an Armenian woman. She's just waiting for her husband to get home.
She's just brushed her teeth, got up, and put her gown on.
And you know what's even better?
She's going to sit there all
she's actually,
day.
That, she's 26.
Yes.
That's how, yeah.
Okay, I can tell you what they invented, and one of them is hilarious.
Yeah.
The first handheld hairdryer was invented
first
by the Armenian.
Handheld hairdryer?
Yeah.
Oh, obviously. So not one of those. Oh,
for,
domes. Your, to,
for the pubic hair plaits. What I'm yeah, saying. Of course.
Oh.
Makes sense.
You have to do a. Oh, because you. Yes. With those, you'd have to do a handstand.
Well, you. No, you, I've seen them in the gym. The old men that stand there.
Oh, no. Stop. Stop. they also invented. They did invent color television. They invented the automatic.
They
transmission.
Didn't invent color television.
It is. It was invented by Hoyannis Adamyan.
I refuse to give him credit. There must have been someone else. He stole the idea and then buried the body.
Buried the body. The automatic transmission for the car, I'm assuming.
That's quite a big deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Handheld hairdryer.
All right.
And then Armenians have been involved in the invention of the ATM, the MRI.
Well, probably also involved in the stealing of ATMs.
Oh, gosh, there is no cultural appropriation going on here this morning.
Appropriation? This is called cultural appreciation.
Appreciation.
I've never spent so much time talking about Armenia in my life. I think we've done this as an outreach. That's what this is.
Oh, they've also made green ink for US dollars. I'm not sure how.
Oh, God, you're really... Now, that's scraping the barrel. Weird. Green ink, but only for US dollars.
Yeah, that's what it says, yeah. They were involved in the invention of the MRI, not made it.
They were involved.
As well as the ATM and the PET scanner.
PET scanner.
Position.
Right. Okay, it's enough. I know all I need to know about Armenia.
You're welcome. Oh, and they also invented, obviously, the Kardashians, like we said.
But, yeah, which they will go down eternally to hell and burn for.
Infamously, yeah.
Yeah. If you invent the Kardashians, there's got to be a special kind of punishment for
100%.
You. Right. The Georgians were quite physical with the box, their skills lacking, but I was impressed, says Wade O'Donoghue, who is some kind of rugby commentator then, clearly.
Not good
very
enough.
Very interested in that. Thank you, Wade, for your thoughtful comment. Hanan is consulting down in the mines, according to Durban Dope. No. And Congo Chris said that was a great picture of Leanne and Bali.
The one in the pool.
No, the old gun. Lady with the gun. All right, that's all your time for now. It's 7 o'clock. We'll be back in a couple of seconds for the next half of our Monday. And plenty to talk about there. Lots going on in the news. We haven't touched on any of that stuff. Have you noticed how happy we are because we haven't done the news?
I mean, I did put some like kind of not so fun news stories in there. The SARS and
yeah,
stuff.
I hear you. You see, I hear if we stay away from that, look how happy we are.
Yeah, life's good.
I really think that the news is poisonous. We should stay the hell away.
I agree.
Absolutely.
News is coming up next. Stick around for that.